Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Hey, welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful, as always, that you guys are hanging out with us once again today. And thanks to the Iowa Restaurant Association, they help us put together the restaurant of the week. And this week, we've got somebody brand new, almost brand new to our metro. It's Joe Tripp and the Harbinger. We will talk about more about that name and what he does and where he's at and all kinds of things. Joe, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, tell us about you first before we get into the restaurant. Where are you from? What have you been doing? What's going on?
I was born and raised here in Des Moines. Spent some time up in Colorado learning how to cook after I graduated from Iowa. I moved back to Des Moines about 6 years ago. I've been running Alba out in the East Village for the last 5 years.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So, and we've had Alba in, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of a cool thing. So you then have what? Struck out on your own?
So I approached Jason Simon, the owner of Alba and Eatery A, and me and him have tag teamed up on this new project together.
All right. And I have heard nothing but great things about the Harbinger. Where in the world did that name come from?
So a Harbinger is the first of many things to come. So asparagus is a harbinger of springtime. So for me, it was my first restaurant, first of hopefully many more to come, and something that indicates change. So.
Now, you're in the spot on Ingersoll.
Yep.
Where Bistro Montage was at.
That's right, corner 28th and Ingersoll.
Yeah, and that is a cozy little restaurant.
You know, it's always has been, too, for like 30 years here in Des Moines. It was Montage was there for 15 years. I think it was Sheffield's before that. It's been around for a very long time.
And when we talk about the space, how many tables are in there?
We seat 47 people, so we've got approximately 8 2-tops and a couple 4-tops and some bar space. We're not a large restaurant by any means.
And that's pretty easy, isn't it? I mean, to manage as far as...
You would think, but we don't make it very easy on ourselves. We're a small plates restaurant, so almost everybody that comes into our restaurant has 5 plates of food.
Oh.
So we actually serve more dishes than your average, than I was at Alba, than your average large restaurant.
That, Joe, is kind of a trend these days, isn't it, the small plates? Why?
You know, I think it's a little something different. As people start getting into food, they like being able to try new things, taste new things. And, you know, sometimes your palate gets bored eating a 16-ounce steak, so you just want to try a bunch of different things, and that's kind of what we do.
Well, let's talk about the menu at the Harbinger. Ladies and gentlemen, our restaurant of the week is the Harbinger, and we're talking with chef owner Joe Tripp. Tell us about the menu. What's going on?
So menu is vegetable-focused small plates, new American. We're not vegetarian, but there is a lot of vegetable-focused dishes. Asian flavors, kind of reflecting from my trips throughout Southeast Asia. So I spent the last year through Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia and tried to bring some of that back into Des Moines.
You know, one of the interesting things about food and culture in Southeast Asia is that that would surprise, I think, many Americans how different that food is versus what we have, the Americanized Southeast Asian foods.
Absolutely. Very, very, very different and much more vast than their repertoire is incredible.
Yeah. Talk about that for just a minute.
So, I mean, a lot of Chinese influence throughout all of it, but they're all basically based off Chinese cuisine and then little differences from the area. So, you know, Thailand, you see a lot of coconut milk. In Vietnam, you see a lot of jungle herbs. And those kind of changes all reflect, but overall, like the same noodle dish and the same base from Chinese origin, but, you know, built to where they're living at.
Yeah, and so very different stuff.
Yep.
And sometimes the palates of Americans, when they go to Southeast Asia or China, get a real surprise, don't they?
Yeah, they can. I loved it. I mean, I've always loved that style of food. I knew when I was going out there that I was going to be in love with it. I'm already looking forward to going back.
So. Oh, good for you. Joe Tripp, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Harbinger. What's the address there, Joe?
2724 Ingersoll.
Got it. All right. So let's talk more about the menu. So small plates, not vegetarian, but vegetable-focused.
Yep.
And how often do you change your menu?
Weekly.
So, get out of here.
Yeah, no, we aim to change 5 dishes every week. Sometimes it's only 3, but we never the same menu as the week before.
So when we talk about your menu, give us an idea of what that's like. Are there lots of things to choose from? Or
we have about 15 different small plates to choose from. They're all about the exact same size. About 3 ounces is what we shoot for, plus a couple snacks that are kind of shareable things, and then everything else is kind of individually portioned small plates of food.
And when do we do desserts?
Yep, we have our own dessert program, 2 to 3 changes or 2 to 3 dishes on the menu at any time. So,
how many hours are you putting in, Joe Tripp?
I put in quite a few hours.
I bet you do. Hours of operation or when?
We're open dinner service Wednesday through Sunday, 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
So 10 o'clock tonight on a Friday night, right?
Yeah,
rocking and rolling.
Yep.
Joe Tripp, ladies and gentlemen, he is with the Harbinger, and that's on Ingersoll, formerly Bistro Montage. When you decided to do this on your own, what was the driver? Is this just something you've always wanted to do and you finally got it?
You know, I've been cooking for about 10 years now, and I've always wanted to own my own restaurant. I had been nominated for a James Beard Award 2 years in a row out of Alba, and so I decided it was time for me to strike out on my own and find a way to, you know, have full control over what I wanted to do with the restaurant space. I got to be that point where I had a couple other offers, and I approached Jason, and me and him have always worked very well together.
Nice.
And he was very supportive and jumped right on board.
One of the things that a lot of people hear, they hear, James Beard nominee, James Beard this. What does that mean? So that we can help educate some of the folks that are listening and say, okay, I've heard this a lot of times. I'm not sure what that means.
So James Beard is a national awards. There's several different categories, Best Chef Midwest, Best Chef West, and they pick all different regions. They have Best New Opening Restaurants, a bunch of different awards, but they're usually referred to as like the Oscars of the food world. So it's a big deal to be nominated, and I was really surprised when it happened and really excited about it, and we're hoping to take it to the next level at this restaurant.
What's the most challenging thing about being a restaurateur in Des Moines?
You know, our challenge is that everything is local, so that's one of the reasons our menu changes so frequently. You know, we'll get into the week and find out that one of our farmers has no cucumbers or no tomatoes, you know. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. We're not going to order them from somewhere else, so we changed the menu. So it's being able to do something with what you got.
It's really focused on the farm to table.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes beyond that. Our day-to-day operations, like all our plates are made in-house, are made by Iowa artists. So we support, you know, the bar that we had built from Factor 2 Fabrications, which is a local company here. They built it with barnwood from Larry Cleverly's farm. So everything that we did really was meant to kind of show the time and place that we're from.
You said a magic name, Larry Cleverly. Yeah. Who doesn't know our good friend up there, Mingo?
Absolutely. Larry's a good guy.
He is a great guy. And he has been on this organic food cooking and restaurateuring and local sourcing of food for a long, long time.
Certainly very supportive of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Joe Tripp, ladies and gentlemen. He is with the Harbinger, a brand-new restaurant on Ingersoll. I say brand-new. How long have you been open?
We opened in April, so we're hitting about 7 months right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most challenging part of your job?
You know, like I said, the sourcing has been a little bit of a thing and trying to find our, you know, this is the first restaurant I've ever been a part of actually opening. I've always stepped into well-established places.
Oh, boy, that's different.
So
isn't
creating
it?
A system versus stepping into a system, two very different things, you know, what's going to work in this place and what's going to work in that place. And finding that system, finding the way things work for each restaurant, I think has been the greatest challenge. But I think we've done all right with it.
I think one of the things that we ask each restaurateur that comes through our doors is how important is the wait staff to the success of a restaurant?
Oh, incredibly important. I mean, all I get to do is put food out of the kitchen, and I have a wonderful person who runs my front of the house, Ray Doyle. She worked out at Alba with me, and she moved out to Harbinger right when we opened, and we work quite well together. She does a fantastic job for me.
And that training takes some time, doesn't it,
Absolutely.
For new people?
And, you know, Ray came on already having some experience, but after working at Alba for a year or two, she really got to learn our system and the way we like to run our front of the house.
So. When we talk about front of the house and when we talk about wait staff, what are the one or two things that a really successful person that's a server, what do they have to have?
Well, I think instinct is one of them, you know. Sometimes you just should be able to do something without asking the guest. A lot of it is, you know, being able to see a table with empty waters from across the way. And even if that's not your table, you have to worry about every guest's experience. And I think that was the first and foremost thing that we got across to our staff was, you know, it's not about your tables. It's about the restaurant. And it's about the experience that everybody's having here. And so when you see our staff, you'll often have 2, 3, 4 servers pop by your table at any experience that you come in, just because that's how good we are at checking up on everybody.
When you first opened up, and we're talking once again with Joe Tripp from the Harbinger, when you first opened up, Joe, Those were there bumpy days at first trying to get everything established, and sometimes that can really have an effect on the longer term.
Absolutely.
You know, if customers come in and they say, well, you know what I mean? Everybody's a critic.
Yeah, everybody is a critic. We're fortunate. Most people haven't been super critical, been pretty happy of what we're doing. You know, like I said, we all kind of come from a system that was already in place at Alba and at Eatery A. And we were able to take a large part of what we do from that and kind of borrow from them. So, you know, a lot of staff kind of came over with us when we opened Harbinger. So a lot of us had already worked together in the past, which was a good running start for us.
That's really good news. And there are so many privately owned local restaurants in town. I have been told, and people that know this, I guess, must be accurate, indicate that we have more restaurants per capita. Is that right?
That's what I've heard, too. I've not done the math myself, but I've heard that spouted out before here in town.
Well, that's got – and it seems like there's a new place opening up every week.
It sure does.
There is a real call, Joe, for those of us who live in the metro to really support locally owned private restaurants.
Absolutely.
And why do you think that is so passionate among so many of us?
Well, I think it's important to support your community, and that's kind of the whole idea that Harbinger was built on, and that's why we took it to the next level with, you know, including local artists to build our plates. I'd rather see that money that I'm spending, I got to buy a plate somewhere. So I'd rather see that money go to somebody who lives in, somebody who lives in my community, who shares the things that I do, who shares the respects for, you know, the city that I call home. So.
And let's talk about the bar for just a minute. That's kind of an important part of any restaurant. What's new and exciting there?
You know, our bar program's ever-changing, so a lot of house-made spirits. You know, we make our own vermouths and stuff like that. Just like our menu, it changes based on what we have in season. So I know right now Ray has a cocktail with spiced apple butter in there. It always changes back and forth. So
I had an experience not too very long ago at a locally owned restaurant here where they rather than taking tonic water, if you're having a vodka tonic, rather than taking tonic water from the thing, the gun, you know, and spraying it over there, they've made some kind of a cocktail or some kind of a mixture and then put it in there and then put the soda water on top, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff, starting to take away the middle guy and find out how you make that tonic or how you make those bitters yourself, that's always something that's, you know, intriguing for us. Everything we do in the kitchen is from scratch, and I believe that should be the same way in the front of the house. And so everything that they do, they're making their own as well.
The name is The Harbinger, and they are located on Ingersoll. We've been talking with Joe Tripp, our restaurant of the week. Joe, thanks for making time to come down here and do this. This is really great. We will have links, of course, to Joe's restaurant on our radio blog so you can find out more about it and then go there, for crying out loud. Support local. That's what we're all about. All right, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll find out what happened today on Wall Street. A Wall Street report and the numbers are coming up next here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.